感谢主，让我们在这个周末又有一次机会可以一同聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord that we can gather together on this weekend in His presence.
看见弟兄姊妹啊，心里面实在很欢喜。
My heart is filled with joy as I see brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姊妹都知道，这一次我的负担呢，是要和大家交通教会的生活。
I think you know that my burden for this weekend is to fellowship with you regarding church life.
我请大家先和我一同来读一些主的话。
Let's begin by looking at scripture.
请弟兄姊妹打开以弗所书。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, entreat you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called.
然后我们要从第十七节，第四章十七节，读到三十二节。
And then we'll read from Verse 17 to verse 32.
所以我说，且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再像外邦人，存虚妄的心行事。他们心地昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。良心既然上进，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
This I say therefore and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer, just as the Gentiles also walk, in the futility of their mind, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them.Because of the hardness of their heart, and they, having become callous, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness.
第二十节，你们学了基督却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并且穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Verse 20. But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as the truth is in Jesus.That in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, that you may be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
25节，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话。因为我们是互相为肢体，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要努力亲手做正经事，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Verse 25. Therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you.With his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry, and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. Let him who steals steal no longer, but rather let him labor, performing with his own hands what is good, in order that he may have something to share with him who has need.
第二十九节污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话， 叫听见的人得益处，不要叫神的圣灵担忧。你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到，一切苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤，比一切的恶毒都当从你们中间除掉，并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。
Verse 29. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you.
我们再回头看第二章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 2.
从第一节读到第三节。
We'll read verses 1 to 3.
你们死在过犯之中，他叫你们活过来，那是你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，这是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Ephesians 2 verse 1. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
我们都知道以弗所书呢，是神在罗马的监牢里面启示给保罗的一卷重要的书。
We know that the book of Ephesians represents an important book that was revealed to Paul as he was in prison in Rome.
保罗在罗马的监牢里面得着了以往的世代人所不明白的奥秘。
Imprisoned in Rome, Paul was revealed this mystery that others could not understand.
保罗在以弗所书第三章告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 3, Paul tells us,
他说你们知道我深知基督的奥秘。
He speaks of how he has been revealed, been revealed by revelation, this mystery.
那么这一卷关乎神旨意的书。
We know that this book speaks of the purpose of God.
特别讲到关于教会的建造。
And it speaks of the building up of the church.
我们知道神是为了基督建造教会。
We know that it is for Christ that God wants to build a church.
这是在神在时间中在整个宇宙里面最重要也是最大的工作。
Throughout time and throughout creation, this is the greatest work of God.
神是为了他的儿子建造教会。
It is for his son that he builds the church.
所以神在头一个世纪，那么就把这个重要的心意启示了给他的仆人保罗。
So in the first century, God has revealed such a revelation to his servant Paul.
因此呢，他就写下了以弗所书。
And thus, Paul has written the book of Ephesians.
我们熟悉以弗所书的人都知道。
We who have previously studied the book of Ephesians,
no. 以弗所书呢，很明显地分成两个大的段落。
Ephesians is split into two main sections.
从四章十七节开始分成两个明显的段落。
Starting from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17, you see a different aspect.
今天很多神的儿女啊，对以弗所书啊，有一些很特别的一个看法。
And some of the children of God have a special revelation when it comes to the book of Ephesians.
有人感觉说呢，这个前一半这是多么大的深奥的一个启示。
Some feel that the first part of Ephesians speaks of the grand mystery and plan of the Lord.
那么后一半呢，忽然之间拉到我们生活的很多细节的一些点上。
And then in the second half of the book, we find some very fine details regarding our living.
啊，有人就感觉说呢，这个后一半呢，是不是一个附带的东西，好像是一个 secondary 的东西。
Some feel is the second half of the book something that is secondary.
啊，好像前面这个哇，这么的荣耀，这么大的光。
We find that the first part of the book is so glorious, so much light is revealed.
那么后一半呢，怎么忽然之间呢，就好像落到地上来了。
And then, how come the second half of the book seems so earthbound?
所以有些人的感觉上是这样。
So some have felt.
那么也有的人感觉说什么呢？前一半的那个呢，好像太抽象了，太玄妙了。
And then others feel that the first part of the book is a little too abstract.
啊，那么太深奥了。
It's too mysterious.
而第二部分呢，哎，跟我们的生活有关，是比较实际。
And then these people also feel the second half of the book, well, that's actually practical, relatable.
所以在教会历史上，有的人讲以弗所书是专讲前一半。
So throughout church history, you'll see that there are preachers that will emphasize the first half of the book of Ephesians.
那么有一些人呢，就专讲后面一半。
And then there are other preachers that will mainly focus on the second half of Ephesians.
其实呢，弟兄姊妹，这是一件事情的两面。
But brothers and sisters, this is two sides of one coin.
啊，那么两个部分都是非常的重要。
Both portions are important.
那么它前一半呢，是讲到神对教会的计划和工作，是没错的。
It's true, the first half of the book speaks of the purpose and plan of the Lord.
那么后一半就讲到教会的生活。
And the second half of the book speaks on church living.
所以我们需要有这个启示。
So we have to have such revelation.
我们也需要有这样的生活。
And we have to have such church life.
这两个是不能分的。
These two cannot be split.
我们也可以这样来看呢，这个前一半呢，是讲到神的目的。
We can say that the first half of the book speaks of God's purpose.
那么后一半呢，是讲到道路。
And the second half of the book speaks of the way.
前一半呢，它让我们看见神如何做工建造教会。
We see in the first half how the Lord works and how he is building his church.
那么后一半就讲到我们如何用我们的生活来配合神的这个工作。
And then in the second half, we see how our own living matches or works alongside with the building up that the Lord is doing.
也可以说呢，后一半呢是前一半的实际的一个表现。
We can also say that the second half is this manifestation of a subjective experience.
你如果仔细读以弗所书啊，
If you read Ephesians carefully,
我们也可以这样看。
We can also look at it this way.
前一半是讲到神的工作 work.
The first half speaks of God's work.
那么后一半呢，讲到道路。
And the second half speaks of God's way.
所以呢，保罗用了一个很特别的字，英文叫做 walk.
So Paul uses this word walk.
所以前一半他启示了神的工作。
In the first half, he reveals God's work.
他告诉我们，今天我们侍奉神应当怎样与神同工。
It speaks of how we who serve the Lord co-work with Him.
啊，一同来建造他的教会。
Together building up the church of God.
那么后一半呢？
And what about the second half?
讲到道路。
It speaks of the way.
所以呢，就告诉我们你应当怎样来行走。
speaks of how we walk.
所以很有意思啊。
So very interestingly,
弟兄姊妹，你可以用这两个字把以弗所书分成两个部分。
You can, in this way, look at the two aspects of Ephesians.
前面讲 work, 后面讲 walk.
In the former half, the work. In the latter half, the way.
弟兄姊妹们，特别保罗在这后一半。
And especially in this second half.
神要看我们是怎样来走这条路。
God is looking at how we walk.
在我们中文圣经里面呢，把它翻成了行事为人，叫 behavior.
In the Chinese translation, this walk is translated behavior.
那么其实它原文就是走路。
But the original is walk.
因为神有神的路。
Because God has his path.
神不仅有目标。
Not only does he have a goal,
神也有道路。
He has a path, a way.
我们今天不仅需要认识目标。
Not only do we have to know the goal,
我们也需要知道怎样走主的路。
We have to know how to walk along that way.
所以当初呢，这个翻译圣经的人呢，
So originally those who translated the Bible,
如果翻这个走路呢，我们恐怕不太容易明白。
If in the Chinese, if it was translated to walk, it might not have been so clear.
所以我就把它翻成了行事为人。
So it was translated behavior.
的确在圣经的原文里面啊。
But in the original, text.
用希伯来文里面的意思是包括着生活的。
In the original Hebrew, it speaks of living.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们不仅需要认识神的荣耀旨意。
Not only do we have to know his glorious purpose,
更重要的是今天我们要知道怎样行走在主的路上。
We have to know how to walk along the way of the Lord.
所以我年轻的时候弟兄们就这样说。
So when I was younger, the older brothers explained it in this way.
他说我们真实的教会生活。
They said,The true church life
不是显在我们的聚会和我们这些外面教会的活动里
isn't manifested in all the different activities in our fellowship.
真实的教会生活
The true church life
是显在我们的家庭里面的
is exhibited within our family.
显在社会的生活里面
is exhibited in our society.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是很重要的。
So brothers and sisters, this is important.
所以神今天呢，不是看聚会，你工作多大，人多少。
So God isn't looking at how many activities we do or how many people we have.
神要看你们是怎么生活的。
God wants to see how are you living.
你怎么走的。
How are you walking?
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a critical matter.
所以在以弗所书的后一半。
So in the second half of the book of Ephesians.
他就专一地讲到这个行事为人，讲到行走主的道路。
Paul speaks of how we ought to live and how we ought to walk.
因为这个关乎到今天神教会的建造，关乎到神的见证。
Because this is critical to the building up of the body of Christ, the church.
在以弗所书里面呢。
In the book of Ephesians,
这个 walk 这个字用了很多次。
This word walk is used several times.
但是呢，在第四章十七节以后
，But in chapter 4 verse 17 and on,
他把它集中在四件重要的事上。
This walk has four important aspects.
那么说到教会在地上生活的。四个重要的原则。
And there are four important principles in regards to how we ought to behave as a church.
然后呢，他讲到了夫妻关系。
And then he speaks of the relation between husband and wife.
然后讲到父母和儿女的关系。
Parent and children.
然后讲到主人和仆人的关系。
Master and servant.
我们讲到实际世上的生活。
And then he speaks of very practical matters regarding.
然后他就告诉我们第六章有一个大的属灵的征战。
And then he tells us in chapter 6 how there is a spiritual warfare.
那么弟兄姊妹，的确今天我们在生活中看见充满了征战。
And indeed we see much spiritual warfare in our lives today.
但是这一次呢，我要和弟兄姊妹们 用四堂的聚会集中在这四个重要的原则上。
But for the purpose of this weekend, I want to focus on the four aspects of walking.
保罗在以弗所书四章第一节告诉我们。
In Ephesians 4 verse 1, Paul tells us.
他说我们行事为人要与蒙召的恩相称。
We have to walk in a manner worthy of the calling.
这里我们讲了行事为人就是走路。
Again, the behavior speaks of walk.
要与所蒙的恩召，这个恩召呢，就指着前一半所讲到神的旨意。
And this calling refers to the first half of the book of Ephesians, that in regards to his purpose.
所以保罗的话很清楚。
So Paul's word is clear.
我们要用我们的行事为人和神的旨意呢，能够配合在一起。
Our walk.Has to come in line with God's purpose.
这个相称呢，也可以讲是配得上啊 ，worthy.
And thus you find this word worthy.
啊，就是我们的生活行为要能配得上神的那个荣耀的。
Worthy refers to how our life has to come in line with God's purpose.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is an important point.
弟兄姊妹，你读以弗所书时，你会发现呢。
As you read the book of Ephesians, you'll find.
当保罗讲到前面神荣耀的旨意的时候
，When Paul speaks of the eternal purpose and glorious purpose of God,
他用的那些话都是非常的大。
He uses very great words.
非常的荣耀。
Very glorious words.
而后一半呢，论到生活上的事的时候
，And when he speaks of our daily living,
却讲得非常的细致。
He goes into much detail in regards to our living.
你不要撒谎啊，不要偷窃啊，这些关于这么细小的事情，那保罗都提出来了。
He speaks of not being deceitful, not being greedy. He goes into very fine details.
为什么保罗在这里要讲的这么的细呢
？Why does he go into such detail?
因为在以弗所书五章里面，保罗讲到。
Because in Ephesians chapter 5.Paul mentions that the church God wants to obtain ought to be without spot or wrinkle. Today, because we are sinful, we are not complete.
所以呢我们对人事物呢有一点撒谎有一点这个偷窃我们觉得无所谓啊。
We treat a little lie here or a little bit of stealing here as something not a big deal.
但是对于神的工作来讲
But when it comes to God's work,
一点点的瑕疵都不能保留。
Even a little bit of deceitfulness it cannot be.
所以你就看见保罗呢，不仅是看见那个荣耀的大计划。
So not only did Paul see this great mystery of God,
他也看见这个大计划里面是容不得一点点的罪和错误的。
He saw that in this great plan and purpose of God, there cannot be even a little bit of sin.
所以保罗就在生活上的你很细节的事情上面，他都明显的告诉我们。
So even down to the fine details, Paul writes,These things.
我们要感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
他既然定义要建造他的教会。
He is determined to build his church.
所以到最后教会出现的时候。
So at the end, when the church is finally revealed.
完全的圣洁没有瑕疵。
It is holy and blameless.
保罗甚至讲啊，连一点的皱纹呢，一点斑点都没有。
He says, even a spot or a wrinkle is not present.
这个保罗的形容很有趣的。
It's interesting how Paul depicts the church.
因为我们年轻小孩子的时候啊，这个脸都很光的。
When we are younger, our faces are clear.
慢慢老了，你看见这个皱纹就出来了。
And then as we age, you find wrinkles.
慢慢的那个斑点就出来了
and you find spots
对不对我们都不喜欢这个东西
we don't like these things
但是呢，保罗就用这个形容神所要得着的教会。
And yet Paul uses this description to describe the church God looks to obtain.
连一点皱纹也不可以有。
Not a single wrinkle.
也连一点斑点都不可以有。
Not a single spot.
所以你就看见保罗在后一半的时候呢，就讲到很多斑点、很多皱纹的东西，他通通把它讲出来。
And so you see in the second half of Ephesians, Paul mentions a lot of these fine details, and these represent spots and wrinkles.
因为神终极的目的所得着的教会是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Because the church God is looking to obtain is holy and blameless.
感谢主啊。
We thank our God.
今天我们在这个过程的当中。
We are in this process.
所以弟兄姊妹你也老了看见了皱纹看见斑点你也不要难过。
And so for the older ones who see wrinkles and spots, do not be discouraged.
总有一天主的工作完成的时候你看见所有的人都没有皱纹没有斑点。
When the Lord's work is ultimately complete, there will be no spot and no wrinkle.
这是一个荣耀的盼望对不对
This is our glorious hope.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
在以弗所书第四章后一半
In the latter half of Ephesians chapter 4,
我在这里劝勉我们。
Paul encourages us.
我们要知道这些话是对着基督徒说的。
We know that these words are spoken to Christians.
那么在这里首先讲到的第一方面
The first aspect we see here,
就是在四章的这个十七节这里说的。
We find in chapter 4 verse 17.
他说所以我说且在主里确实的说你们行事不要再像外邦人。
This I say therefore, and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk.
我们基督徒蒙恩得救之后呢，我们不能再像外邦人。
We Christians who have been saved, we cannot be like the Gentiles.
我们都知道外邦人这个名词啊，是犹太人说的。
We know that this word Gentiles is a term used by the Jewish people.
他们是把以色列民之外的人都称作外邦人。
Everyone outside of the nation of Israel is considered a Gentile.
当然保罗在新约里面这样讲就告诉我们那般人是没有得救的人。
But of course, in the New Testament, as Paul is writing this term, it speaks of those who are not saved.
是没有主的生命的。
They don't have the life of Christ within them.
但是在第二章里面他说
But in chapter 2, he says,
我们从前呢是跟他们一样的。
Previously, we were like them.
所以我们没有信主之前我们也是外邦人。
Before we knew the Lord, we were also Gentiles.
但是保罗现在提醒我们。
But now Paul reminds us,
不要再像外邦人。
No longer walk according to their ways.
这就是告诉我们说，有的基督徒虽然蒙恩得救，但是仍旧像外邦人。
This tells us that although some have come to know the Lord and are believers, they still walk like the Gentiles.
所以这是今天地上整个教会的一个非常重大的问题。
And this we find is a problem in the church today.
我们为什么会感觉有的基督徒非常世俗化 ？Worldly.
Why do we find that there are Christians today who are extremely worldly?
那么有的教会非常的世俗化。
And there are churches that seem very worldly.
因为我们虽然蒙恩得救了。
Because even though we have been saved,
但是我们的生活行为呢，跟外邦人没有分别。
There are some that have a behavior and a walk that is indistinguishable from that of the world.
我们知道，如果是这样的情形
，and we know that if we find ourselves in such a situation,
这不仅是我们个人的亏损，个人的一个不好的情况。
This is not just a detriment. To us individually.
这对整个教会来讲也是一件不好的事情。
This is detrimental to the church at large.
所以你不要以为啊，我们行事像外邦人没有关系。
So do not think that it doesn't matter if I behave like the Gentiles. We are losing out on God's blessing.
会叫整个教会受亏损，教会没有办法被建立。
And this will be detrimental to the entire church, and it cannot be built up.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们,
So Paul tells us,
虽然我们从前是外邦人,
even though previously we walked like the Gentiles,
现在你不能再像外邦人,
you can no longer walk like the Gentiles.
所以这是第一个重要的提醒。
This is the first important reminder.
那么他就解释啊，那么怎么样不要像外邦人呢?
So then he explains, how are we to not be like the Gentiles?
第一方面他告诉我们的就是外邦人有外邦人的心思。
First, it speaks of the mind of the Gentiles.
Yeah. 这个是今天的一个很大的难处啊。
This is a difficulty today.
你知道，即使我们基督徒，
we as Christians,
我们有了主的生命，
even though we have the life of Christ within,
为什么很多时候我们活不出那个神所要的那个荣耀的光景呢？
Why can't we live out that glorious condition that the Lord is looking for?
因为我们的心思没有被更新。
Because our mind has not been renewed.
如果你存着一个外邦人的心思，
if we use this mind of the Gentile,
你即使有新的生命，
even though you have the new life,
你活出来人就是外邦人的样子。
What you live out is that of the Gentile.
这就是我们今天基督徒的难处。
And this is the challenge today.
我们知道我们的生活是受我们的思想的支配。
We know that our living, is dictated by our mind and our thoughts.
如果你的思想，你的思想是外邦人的思想。
If our mind and thoughts are those of the Gentile,
你没有办法能够过一个新的生活。
Then we can't live out that new life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们必须记得，
We have to remember,
旧思想加上新生命等于旧生活。
The old mind along with a new life cannot but live out an old life.
只有新生命加上新的思想才等于新生活。
Only when we have a renewed mind along with that new life can we live out that new life.
这是我们大多数是儿女的难处。
This is a difficulty that faces all of God's children.
如果我们在教会中大家都是还活在这个旧外邦人的思想里面，
If all of us have this mind of the Gentile or unbeliever,
那么这个教会啊，定规是非常的属世，
then our church will be very worldly.
所以你会看见这是很明显的现象。
And you see this manifested in the church today.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的身心思需要被更新。
So brothers and sisters, we have to have our mind and our thoughts renewed.
保罗在罗马书十二章里面告诉我们，
Paul tells us in Romans 12:2,
只有你心意更新而变化，你的心思改变。
It's only when our mind is renewed.
你才能查验何为神纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
Then we can live out the purpose of God that is pleasing to Him.
Yeah. 所以这个是非常重要的一件事情。
This is critical.
如果弟兄姊妹，你对保罗的书信仔细的研究过
，Brothers and sisters, if you've carefully read the letters of Paul,
你会发现保罗在他的书信中啊，多次的。强调提到人的心思的问题。
Paul often refers to this problem of the mind of man.
他讲在哥林多后书里面告诉我们。
In 2 Corinthians, he also tells us,
今天撒旦呢占据人的心思啊，好像一个坚固的营垒啊，一个堡垒。Fortress.
That he tells us in 2 Corinthians that Satan occupies our mind, like a fortress.
是坚固的营垒，非常坚固的。
Like a prison.
所以今天我们要攻破这个营垒不太容易。
And so for us to break out of this, it is not easy.
你不仅在传福音的时候你就碰见这个问题。
Not only do we encounter this problem when we preach the gospel.
哇，我们用尽各样的方法想要去说服别人，要说服他。
We try all sorts of methods in order to appease this, the unbeliever.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
对基督徒来讲
，for Christians，
一样的困难
，so challenging。
你看我们的思想啊，有时候固执的不得了。
We see how stubborn our minds are。
所以弟兄姊妹们
，so brothers and sisters，
保罗就告诉我们
Paul tells us,
这个外邦的心思啊,
this mind of the Gentile
已经是一个虚妄的心思,
is one that is vanity.
就是呢,不实在的,
it's not practical.
啊,并且呢,这个心思呢,是根本对属灵事情呢,对属灵生命是不能领悟的。
This mind of the Gentile cannot understand the things of God.
是黑暗的。
It is found in darkness.
所以 你我都有这样经验，我们用天然的头脑去读主的话，你是读不懂的。
If you use our natural mind and try to understand the word of God, we know that it is futile.
那么在这里保罗特别讲说呢，如果你活在这个心思里面的话呢，你跟神的生命啊，你就好像一个 alien 一样的，就好像是一个外星人一样。
And Paul says, if you use this old mind to try to understand the things of God, we become excluded or alienated.
这是什么意思呢?
And what does this mean?
这就告诉我们，你用旧的心思，用外邦人的心思，你是没有办法来推动这个新生命。
With the mind of the Gentile, we cannot live out that new life.
不能 operate, 你没办法。
You cannot operate that new life.
你没有办法，这跟那个新生命是完全不相合的。
It is incompatible with this new life.
这就是今天整个基督教在地上的光景。
And this is the condition of Christianity today.
我们一直用人的思想、人的观念、人的道德，想要推动这个新生命，这是不可能的。
We're trying to use man's mind and methods.To do the work of God, and it is impossible.
所以保罗在这里很清楚告诉我们。
So Paul tells us very clearly.
我们不能这样用。
We cannot do this.
弟兄姊妹，你如果读创世纪啊。
When you read Genesis.
你会看见在创世纪第六章。
In Genesis chapter 6.
当人类堕落之后。
After the fall of man.
到了挪亚的时代。
When you get to the time of Noah.
圣经怎么说呢?
How does the Bible depict the situation?
他说人终日所思想的都是恶。
That every thought of the mind of man is evil.
哇，我看今天这个时代差不多是这样。
We look at today's society, and do we not find this as well?
好多人心思意念中充满了恶。
All of our thoughts are full of evil.
如果我们基督徒也是一样，你的心思意念被这个恶所占据的时候，你怎么可能活出那个新生命呢？
If Christians are similar and evil occupies our mind, then how can we live out this new life?
所以你就会变成了无知，变成瞎眼。
Then we become blind and without understanding.
并且呢，变得非常的刚硬。
And we become callous.
那保罗最后说呢
or hardened.
在十九节呢说，甚至良心都丧尽。
And then Paul speaks of how even our conscience becomes callous.
那个原因意思就是说连一点生命的感觉都没有。
This is found in verse 19. It speaks of how we cannot even sense that new life.
哇，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
尤其在这些年间。
Especially in this day and age.
我里面常常里面有一个隐藏的一个忧虑啊。忧患。Worry.
I have this worry within me.
就是呢看见弟兄姊妹们生活呢不多有生命的感觉。
I find very few who live according to that life.
我记得我曾经跟你们讲过 一件事啊。
I know previously I shared something with you.
我去这个中国服事。
I was serving in China.
哇他们人数众多。
They were plenty in number.
唱诗歌祷告哇那个好像那个灵呢都非常的旺。
They prayed and they sang and it seemed like their spirits were so uplifted.
聚会的人数非常的众多。
And there were a lot of people.
但是后来我发现一个现象啊。
But then I noticed a phenomena.
一散会之后啊。
As soon as the meeting ended.
他们就开始把那些椅子收起来的时候啊。
As they were putting away the chairs,
满地都是橘子皮啊，这个糖果纸屑。
Throughout the meeting place, there were orange peels and candy wrappers.
哇，弟兄们，那姊妹们就拿着大扫把在那里扫。
And then after they put away the chairs, they were sweeping the meeting place full of trash.
哎呀，我说， 我在台上讲到我没看见他们吃橘子这个弄糖果为什么满地都是这个东西
And I thought to myself, as I was preaching, I didn't see anyone eating oranges or candy.
可见他们技术很好。
It means they were very, slick.
那么偷偷的吃我也没看到。
They were eating all these things in secret, and I didn't see it.
结果一散会满地的橘子皮和这些怎么还有瓜。瓜子什么都有的。
But at the end of the meeting, there was all this litter and trash.
叫我里面觉得非常的失望。
It caused me to feel a bit discouraged.
好像一点生命的感觉都没有。
Felt like there was a lack in this new life.
跟他们外表这个情况不相配。
It didn't seem to match with what I...saw on the exterior.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们的生活还像外邦人
if our living is like that of the Gentiles,
我们还是拥有外邦人的思想
we have the mind of the unbeliever,
弟兄姊妹你跟这个生命就是隔绝的
then we find ourselves separated from this new life.
你不可能活出那个新生命的感觉
and we cannot live out that new life.
不要小看这件事情。
Do not despise this important point.
这跟教会的见证有非常密切的关系。
This has an intimate relationship with the building up of the church.
今天地上的教会
The church today.
就是因为太跟世界结合在一起。
Is so intertwined with the world.
所以教会的见证变得非常的软弱。
That it causes the testimony of the church to be weak.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们
So Paul tells us here
我们现在已经蒙恩得救我们再起来行走啊不能像外邦人
That we who have been affirmed together with the Lord we can no longer walk as the Gentile
那么第一个提醒我们就是我们需要弃绝这些外邦人的心思
The first thing we have to do is do away withThe old mind, the unbelieving mind.
我记得很多年前可能在这里和弟兄姊妹们讲过。
And I think I spoke with you, a few years ago.
属灵的生命啊，跟我们这个更新的心思之间有密切的关系。
That the life and our mind have an intimate relationship with one another.
我们说过，这个生命呢，好像呢，是一个泉源，活水的泉源。
This life is like a fountain.
它从里面涌出来的当然是神的生命啊，是绝对纯洁的。
Of course, what comes out is the pure life of God.
啊，就好像今天呢，我们这里有自来水厂。
It's like today we have these.
那个 water company,
reservoir. It's like we have reservoirs today.
那个自来水厂说我们这里自来水厂里面所出来的水啊是绝对干净。
And the company that produces this water, tells us that our water is pure.
都可以拿起来就可以喝的。
You can drink directly out of the faucet.
但是呢这个自来水厂的水出来的时候经过了那个水管。
But,As that pure water goes through the pipes,
然后呢，你的家呢是很古老的房子。
And if you have an old home,
啊，你那个家地下的水管、铁管是生锈的。
And if there's rust in your pipes, 啊，
那么如果我到你家了
，And if I were to come to your home,
你说啊，自来水厂说这个水可以喝，你就打开来了，能不能弄一杯请你喝？你敢喝吗
？They tell you.That the water company tells us the water is pure and clean, but if it goes through these old pipes, do you want to drink that?
你敢喝吗？
Do you want to drink that water?
那个根源是清洁的。
It's true, the source is pure.
但是通过我们这些污秽的心思出来的时候呢，变成不能喝了。
But when it goes through our impure minds and an impure pipe, then...You cannot drink that water.
所以这个新生命像水的源头。
So the new life is like that source.
而我们的心思意念呢，像那个管子，水管。
And our mind and our thoughts is like those pipes.
所以这个水是干净的，你的心思也必须被更新的。
So the life, the water is pure, and the pipes also have to be.
所以这个水就可以喝。
Then the water is drinkable.
所以你就知道今天在整个地上的教会里面。
So we know that in the church today,
很多人都在为主传话。
Many are preaching the word of God.
但是这传话的人必须有个清洁的心思。
But does the preacher have a renewed mind?
我也常常提醒我自己。
And I have to remind myself often.
如果我们的心思不干净。
If our thoughts are not pure.
是外邦人的心思。
If we have the mind of the unbeliever.
那么即使是主的话透过我们的思想出来污秽人。
Even though the word of the Lord is pure, but it goes through this impure mind, then it is polluted.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道这是非常严肃的一件事情。
So, brothers and sisters, this is a serious matter.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
你们不要再像外邦人。
We should no longer walk as the Gentiles walk.
第一个，不要像外邦人的思想。
Do not have their futility or vanity of mind.
所以求主施恩给我们。
May the Lord show us grace.
因为保罗说，你们是得救的人。
Paul tells us that we are saved.
他说你们学过基督。
We who have learned Christ.
却不是这样，不应该是这个样子。
We should not behave in such a way.
啊，我想今天我们在座很多弟兄姊妹都是蒙恩多年的基督徒。
And many of you have been saved for many years.
我们听过多少主的道啊。
How much of the word of the Lord have we heard over the years?
我们也在生活中受过他的教导。
And the Lord has trained us in our own daily life.
我们也学了很多真理。
And we've learned a lot of truth.
我们就不应该再是这样。
We should no longer walk in this way.
如果你弄了半天，你结果你还是像外邦人一样。
If after all this time we still walk like the unbeliever,
你看我们对主真是对不起主，对不对呢？
Then how can we face our Lord?
所以保罗说你们学了基督。
So Paul tells us we have learned Christ.
请我们记得啊，保罗在这里说你们是学了基督。
He says you have learned Christ.
基督是最标准的榜样。
Christ is the example that is perfect.
意思说你不是学了任何人。
Means you haven't learned from any other person.
你也不是学了任何的什么理论，什么一大堆的这些说法。
And you haven't learned from any of these sayings or doctrines.
要学基督。
You've learned Christ.
啊，这非常重要。
This is important.
昨天晚上我们的弟兄告诉我们了。
Last night our brother reminded us.
大卫只有一件事。
David had the one thing.
这个 one thing 就是 Christ.
That one thing was Christ.
啊，我们学基督。
We learn Christ.
你如果真正听见过他,
if we've truly heard from him,
你真正的受过他真理的教导,
and if we've learned from him,
那么你们情况就不一样,
then our situation should be different.
他说你们就会脱下你们行为上的旧人。
Then it says we will lay aside the old self.
然后呢, 心智改换一新。
And we will put on the new self.
啊就是我们新的 mind, renewed mind.
We'll put on a renewed mind.
它里面心思里面的灵啊，这个原文也可以翻成一个心窍啊， the spirit of.
Verse 23, it says, you will be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
啊，就是你心思里面的灵完全更新的。
The spirit of our mind will be renewed.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里学基督啊。
So brothers and sisters, as we are learning Christ,
学到一个地步，你的思想改变。
We will learn to the point where our minds are changed.
所以我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲，你读圣经是为了什么呢？
So sometimes I ask brothers and sisters, why do you read the Bible?
读圣经的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose of you reading the Bible?
当然，读圣经的目的是更多认识神的旨意，更多认识基督，这是对的。
Of course, we want to know God's purpose and know Christ more.
读圣经在我们个人身上终极的目的是要叫圣经的思想变成你的思想。
But the purpose of us reading the Bible is that the thoughts and mind of the Bible become our mind.
这个就叫真正的学基督。
This is what it means to learn Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想看。
Think about this.
你已经蒙了很多年了。
You've been saved for many years.
你的思想转变了吗？
Has your mind been renewed?
事情一来，结果我们还是像 从前一样。
When situations arise, how do we behave?
啊，我们觉得教会的读经聚会是读经聚会。
We feel like the Bible study is the Bible study.
听道是听道。
We come and we listen to the word.
散了会还是我这个人，没改变。
And then as soon as we leave the meeting hall,We are our old selves.
那么弟兄姊妹，你就没有办法活出那个新生活了。
And how can we live out this new life?
教会的建造在我们身上就受到了那个亏损。
Then the building of the church cannot be accomplished because of us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是何等重要的事情啊。
Brothers and sisters, this is an important point.
所以我们学基督到最后呢，整个心思意念要变改变。
So we learn Christ and thus,Our mind and our thoughts are transformed.
你看我们每年呢，在这里都有特会。
Every year we gather here for this conference.
我不知道今年你来，你心里面是怎么想的。
What are your thoughts as you gather here this year?
你想最好这个讲员呢，能讲点什么新道理，我们从前没听过的。
Do you hope that the preacher might share some new insights that?You've never heard previously?
如果听见几个精彩的故事，听见几个这个，觉得还不错。
Are you looking to hear some exciting stories?
如果是这样，
If this is it,
弟兄姊妹，请你原谅我告诉你们。
Then brothers and sisters, forgive me as I say this.
我们就白来了。
We come in vain.
一点意义都没有。
There's no purpose.
我们是希望主的话改变我们的心思。
We want the word of the Lord to transform our minds.
如果离开了这个聚会，
If when we leave this place,
我们的心思更换了，因着主的话，心思被更新了。
If our minds are renewed because of the word of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，这个才是祝福。
Then, brothers and sisters, we receive blessing.
不然呢，每年来听几篇道就过去了。
Otherwise, year by year, we come here and we hear a few messages and then it passes.
当你里面的心思开始改变的时候，
But when your mind is renewed,
你自然把那个旧的生活呢，就把它脱落了，对不对？
Then we can lay aside the old self.
啊，我们记得年轻时候，有时候一些聚会里面真是主的同在丰富。
I remember when I was younger, how the meeting was filled with the presence of the Lord.
很多弟兄姊妹回去做生活当中就有改变。
And many brothers and sisters, their lives were transformed.
把那个旧人的东西脱掉了。
The things of the old self were laid aside.
习惯也改了。
Their habits changed.
然后呢，穿上了新人。
And they put on the new self.
那么这个新人呢，
the new man,
就有神的形象。
And this new man had the manifestation of God.
那么有神的 image,
it had the image of God.
还有真理的仁义和圣洁。
It was pure and clean.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个才是我们今天追求主的一个最终的目的。
It's full of righteousness and holiness, and that is the purpose.
主给我们这么多的聚会。
The Lord has given us all these meetings.
这么多的追求。
All these ways to serve Him.
如果几十年过来了，纹风不动，原还是那个老样子。
If these decades go by and we are our old selves,
我们就失去了神在我们身上的目的。
Then we've lost the purpose God wants in our lives.
在新约圣经的里面，
in the New Testament Bible,
保罗用了旧人和新人。
Paul uses the new man and the old man.
我们知道这是一个非常重要的一个真理。
We know that this is an important truth.
这个旧人新人在原文都是单数字。
This old man and new man are both singular.
我想我用简单的话来说明。
I want to explain this simply.
就在整个世界上。
In all the world,
在神的眼中只有两个人。
In God's eyes, there are only two people.
一个是旧人。
Two persons.One is the old man.
另外一个是新人。
The other is the new man.
圣经告诉我们，所有的旧人通通要被除掉。
All of the old man has to be done away with.
当然，这包括了你的恶，包括你的所有的罪啊，所有一切的污秽啊，通通要除掉。
Of course, this includes your sin, your evil, your darkness. All this has to go away.
但请我们记得。
But brothers and sisters,
也包括你的聪明、你的智慧、你所有好的自认有的行为，也通通要除掉。
And it also includes all our own worldly wisdom and experience, and all the good things they have to be done away with as well.
所以保罗在罗马书第六章第六节很清楚告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 6, Paul tells us clearly,
我们的旧人已经与他同钉十字架。
That our old man has been crucified.
什么意思啊？什么叫做钉十字架？
What does it mean that he has been crucified?
就是有关一个旧人这一面的所有都除掉。
It means in regards to the old man, everything is done away with.
外邦人的行为就从旧人出来的。
This behavior of the Gentiles comes from the old man.
这完全要除掉的。
This has to be done away with.
我们知道这个对于今天我们很多人很难接受。
And this is something that is very difficult to accept.
因为很多人觉得我很聪明啊。
Some feel, I have a lot of wisdom.
我有很好的教育，我读了很多的书啊。
I have a lot of training. I've read many books.
有人觉得说，你看我凭良心做事，我做人非常的善良啊。
And some might say, I'm a good person according to my conscience.
但是请你记得。
But please remember.
只要在旧人的范围里面，通通被除掉。
If it is in the realm of the old man, it has to be dealt away with.
我们必须明白一件事情。
We have to understand.
教会的工作是神的工作，不是人的工作。
The work of the building up of the church is God's work, not man's work.
你可以觉得好，神不能要。
You might think something is good, but it is not acceptable to God.
这是圣经呢，里面非常厉害的一个分界。
This is such a distinction made in the Bible.
所以保罗就讲，这是旧人，这是新人。
So Paul tells us, this is the old man, and this is the new man.
只有新人这部分，神是可以接纳的。
Only the new man can be acceptable to God.
所以我今天蒙大恩了，你知道吗？
So you and I have received a great blessing.
因为我们本来就是旧人的。
We've received much grace because we were old.
神把基督的生命，新的生命赐给了我们。
But now God has given us the life of Christ, that new life.
我们里面有新人的性质在里面。
We have the life of the new man within.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
放弃外邦人的思想。
Let go of the mind of the Gentile.
用现代话，放弃世界人的想法。
Let go of the worldly mind.
要叫我们的心思更新。
Allow our minds to be renewed.
要像基督的心思。
Allow us to have the mind of Christ.
你如果去读腓立比书的话，
When we read the book of Philippians,
保罗整卷腓立比书就告诉我们心思需要更换。
The entire book of Philippians, Paul emphasizes how our minds need to be renewed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们需要主给我们这样的恩典。
We need this grace from the Lord.
所以保罗在这里讲到了第一一个重要的原则，这个 walk。
So the important principle of walk
就是呢，要有分别。
Is that there has to be a separation.
我们不能再像外邦人一样。
We can no longer walk as the unbeliever walk.
所以他讲完这个之后，
So after he speaks on these things,
他下面给我们提醒两件重要的事情。
Then he speaks on two important aspects.
第一个就是生活上不要给魔鬼留地步。
The first, found in verse 27, do not give the devil an opportunity.
第二件重要事情。
The second important thing,
不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, verse 30.
后面讲到的那些生活中两个最主要的东西啊，一个不要给魔鬼留地步，第二个不要让圣灵担忧。
These are two important aspects.Of this walk, and it is first, do not give the devil an opportunity, and second, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
保罗特别提醒我们，
Paul reminds us,
教会的生活，
that in church living,
是我们彼此做肢体，
we are members of one another.
哇，这个肢体的思想也是重要的思想。
This
members.
This members of one another of the body is important.
什么叫做 member? 就什么叫肢体啊？
What does it mean to be a member?
肢体就是不能分的。
Means you cannot be split apart.
你身上有很多肢体，对不对？
We have members on our body. Every item cannot be separated. So church living speaks of how we are joined together. So in life, we have to be watchful. Here it speaks of four things where we might give the devil opportunity. This found in verses 25 to 29. This speaks of four things where the devil might have an opportunity. First, it says, laying aside falsehood, do not speak lies. You know, this lie, it speaks of how we speak untruths, things that are not true. Sometimes we like to exaggerate. Sometimes we want to impress others, so we will exaggerate. Someone might ask, how many people came to the meeting this weekend? So that you might feel better. We might say, well, there are 400 or 500 people here. Do we have that many people here? Maybe we only had 300. But often we will exaggerate. You know, I've been preaching for so many years. Often when I was younger, I would even exaggerate in my preaching. Often I would bring up the wrong number. And then I would come home. And the Spirit would rebuke me. Today when you preached, you were not accurate. So after I preached, I went back to my home and I knelt and repented. Very easily we can exaggerate. Do not feel that this is a small matter. Because the devil has been a liar since the beginning. So in verse 25, we should only speak truth. Truth is
true.
So especially to our neighbor, we should speak truth. So the Lord tells us. So our Lord says, let your yes be yes and no, no. If you say any more than that, then you give opportunity for the devil. And it speaks of how our speech is a big problem. The devil likes us to exaggerate. The second item.
他说, 生气却不可以犯罪。
Verse 26. Be angry and yet do not sin.
为什么会生气啊?
Why do we become angry?
弟兄姊妹,你为什么会生气啊?
Brothers and sisters, why do you become angry?
受刺激了,对不对?
Often because we are provoked.
你受刺激,你才会生气嘛?
When we're provoked, we become angry.
所以我有时候常常提醒我们弟兄姊妹,
so often I remind the brothers and sisters,
基督徒最好避免那些刺激行为。
So we ought to not provoke one another.
受刺激的行为, the behavior of 那个 stimulating, 或者
don't allow yourself to be stimulated or stirred up or provoked. Try to avoid these situations. So if you're living in this life,
他就不太容易受刺激。
Then you will not be easily provoked.
哇，有的弟兄姊妹啊，你只要稍微一点点的刺激，他就哇蹦到几丈高，就是这样。
There are some brothers and sisters, you touch them even a little bit, and they become so provoked and angry.
有的人很容易生气啊。
Some become angry very easily.
那我想每个人都生过气，对不对？
I think we've all become angry.
那保罗讲说生气，但是不要犯罪。
But yet Paul says here, be angry and yet do not sin.
但是我们人就是一生气就犯罪。
But of course we, when we become angry, we sin.
所以呢，很多时候呢，所谓这个刺激的行为就是不理性的。
And when we're provoked like that, we become unreasonable.
这个脾气啊，是我们的天性。
Our temper is part of our nature.
但是犯罪的话呢，
But when we sin,
就是你的行为过分。
That means we've gone overboard.
那保罗在这里讲了一句很特别的话。
And then Paul says something very unique.
很多弟兄姊妹也不太容易明白。
And it's tough to understand sometimes.
啊，他这里在26节说，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
Says, be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
我不晓得这是不是当初保罗呢时代用的一个 proverbs 一个谚语啊。
Perhaps Paul was using a colloquialism of the time.
我不知道这什么意思啊？什么叫做生气？太阳一下去，你马上就不能生气了。
We don't know if it literally means that.You can be angry until the sun goes down, then you can't be angry anymore.
我们有多少弟兄姊妹这样做过的？
How many of you have done this?
太阳一下去你就不生气了。
That when the sun goes down, you're no longer angry.
我们就发现太阳尽管落下去，我们照样发脾气，对不对？
We find this is not true. The sun may go down, we're still angry.
哦，有时候晚上做梦都还在发脾气。
And even in our dreams, we're angry.
到了早晨起来的时候，还火气炎炎的，好像那个住在火炉边上一样。
And when we wake up, we're still angry.
做得到吗？
Can we really do this?
保罗怎么说这件事情呢？
What is Paul talking about?
当然，这是我个人的领会啊。
And now, of course, this is my own personal understanding.
就说你不要生气到一个地步，你整个里面都黑暗。
And we should not become angry to the point where we are.Completely dark within.
哦，你知道，有的时候一个人发起脾气来说，发到一个地步，里面都黑暗。
Sometimes that you'll find some who become so angry they become dark within.
这是不是保罗当日所说的意思？
Now we don't know if this is what Paul meant.
有一天，我们到天上见到保罗的时候，我要问问他这句话什么意思。
Someday when I go to heaven and meet Paul, I'm going to ask him what he meant by this.
当然这是保罗给我们的一个勉励，对不对？
But of course, this is an encouragement from our brother.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个人如果发脾气，
So one who becomes angry,
你很容易给魔鬼留地步。
You can very easily, if we're not careful, give the devil an opportunity.
你一发脾气啊，魔鬼就笑了。
When that temper starts to come up, the devil will smile.
第三件事情，
So the third thing.
他说不要再偷。
Verse 28, let no longer steal.
他说你们从前偷窃的人现在不要再偷。
Let him who steals steal no longer.
啊，我觉得很诧异啊。
And we find this interesting.
因为以弗所的教会在我们心目中那是一个很属灵的教会。
In our minds, the church at Ephesus is a very spiritual gathering.
哦，原来他们中间还有小偷了。
And yet we find here there are some who steal.
这个真的是太特别了。
This is unexpected.
那但是保罗很有恩典，保罗说你从前偷，现在不要再偷了。
But Paul shows them grace. Let him who formerly stole no longer steal.
你要努力亲手做工。
You have to labor with your own hands.
这样你有丰富，你还可以分给别人。
Do what is good in order that you can have something to share with others.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫偷啊？
What does it mean to steal?
偷就是把别人的东西变成自己的东西，对不对啊？
Means to take what belongs to others, and have it as your own possession.
你看我们在属灵的事情上面呢，有时候我们也偷啊。
You know, in spiritual things, Sometimes we steal as well.
我们把神的荣耀偷了，变成自己的荣耀。
We might steal from God's glory and make it our own glory.
哇，常常夸耀，你看我多了不起，我多好。弟兄姊妹。
When we start to boast of how great we are, we have to be careful.
所以保罗说，不要再偷。
So Paul says, do not steal.
因为魔鬼也喜欢我们偷。
Because the enemy likes us to steal.
如果你里面有这个意念，你要把它砍断它。
If you have this thought, we have to put it away immediately.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
他这个污秽的话不可以出口。
Let, verse 29, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth.
他原文有这个意思，叫人呢败坏的话不要出口。
Corrupt language should not come from our mouth.
当然，这个基督徒不能讲脏话的。
We know that we should not swear.
但是呢，不是 swear， 是讲那个 bad word， 这些坏话。
We should not curse.
今天我们知道这个地上的人呢，你看这外邦人在一起一整天讲脏话。
We know that the Gentiles they use foul language.
但是这里意思也告诉我，你不要讲那个能败坏人的话。
It also means don't speak words that will allow others to become corrupted.
所以不要随便的批评论断。
And so we shouldn't use critical language.
要随时说什么造就人的好话。
We should speak what is good and words for edification.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
你看保罗讲的话很细啊。
We see that Paul uses very fine detail in his writing. Let us remember.
这个不是光是道德上面的一个要求。
This isn't just a requirement based on a doctrine.
因为神所要得着的教会。
It is because God wants to obtain a church.
是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
One that is holy and blameless.
所以我们要竭力的在这一些方面跟随主的带领。
So in these aspects, we have to follow that teaching and that anointing.
不能走外邦人的路。
We cannot walk as the Gentiles walk.
一定要有分别。
We have to be separated.
那么最后我们再讲还有一个点啊。
And then finally, one last point.
第二方面，不要叫神的圣灵担忧。
The second aspect, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God.
我们要满心感谢我们的神。
We have to thank the Lord.
他深知我们的软弱。
He knows our weaknesses.
是他差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
So he sends the Holy Spirit to live within.
圣灵在这里引导我们，教导我们过属灵的生活。
The Spirit leads us into this holy life.
保罗特别讲。
So Paul emphasizes.
他是为着那个得赎的日子在我们里面做印记。
Says in verse 30, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
就我们需要让圣灵来主导一切。
We have to let the Holy Spirit lead in all things.
所以基督徒啊，最保险的生活就天天跟随膏油。
So the most protected life we can live as Christians is to follow the anointing.
有主的膏油在我们的里面引导我们。
That the anointing of the Lord within be our guide.
这是非常重要的事情。
And this is an important aspect of our walk.
所以呢，保罗说，如果我们能够不让圣灵担忧。
So Paul says, if we can allow the Holy Spirit to not be grieved.
让圣灵在我们身上来引导我们的话。
To allow the Spirit to guide us in our lives.
这样你才能够除尽所有一切的恶。
Then we can get rid of all of these things that are evil.
看在第三十一节那里讲。
All these things found in verse 31.
讲来苦毒、恼恨、愤怒、嚷闹、毁谤。
All these things that include bitterness and wrath, anger, clamor and slander.
你知道这些都是我们的败坏的天性里面所有的一些不好的东西。
These are all corrupt things found in the old self.
他说呢，要靠着圣灵呢，把这一切统统把它除掉。
According to the Spirit, we can put away all of these things.
所以罗马书第八章十三节啊，非常的重要。
So Romans chapter 8 verse 13 is important.
那讲说靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
By the Spirit, you are putting to death the deeds of the body.
所以你心思意念中出现了一点点的恶念，你要赶快靠着圣灵把它切断。
So if any evil appears in our mind, we have to immediately put that away. Then we can have this protected life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters, our lives here on earth, we get to experience the fullness of the Lord. But daily, the Lord is dealing away with, or putting away the evil in our lives. So this is the work of the Spirit in our lives. So do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. When we disobey Him, it causes Him to be grieved. We thank the Lord. Even though He is grieved sometimes, He never forsakes us.
今天教不好,
if we haven't learned our lesson today, He continues to teach us tomorrow.
你知道吗, 我看见很多青年弟兄姊妹啊,
I see many of you young people, and you guys are at the top of your class in school. You have quick reflexes.
但你原谅我这样说,
but forgive me when I say this. Many of you in the school of Christ,
根据圣灵啊,
in regards to following the Spirit,
确实很笨啊, 确实, 老是学不好,
some of you are very slow in this regard, and we don't learn our lessons. I'm such a person. All these years, I'm learning from the Holy Spirit.
I
feel like I haven't learned my lessons well.
当然感谢主, 主还给我机会,
but thank the Lord, He gives us more opportunities to learn from Him.
我们在属世的事上反应很快, 结果在属灵的事情上面呢, 哎呀, 这个迟缓呢, 笨得不得了。
In the things of this world, we are quite sharp, but in the school of Christ, often we are pretty dumb.
感谢神,
but we thank the Lord.
圣灵是一个有非常忍耐的老师。
The Holy Spirit is a very patient teacher.
今年教不会, 明年再教, 十年教不会, 二十年再教, 他一直教我们。
If we haven't learned today, we will learn tomorrow. If we haven't learned this year, we'll continue to learn the next year.
至少我们有一个心啊, 不要叫他担忧。
But at least we ought to have a heart to not grieve Him.
保罗告诉我们,
Paul tells us,
我们要用恩慈彼此对待。
We have to be kind to one another in verse 32.
对我们的弟兄姊妹啊, 弟兄姊妹, 一定要有, 很有恩典。
We have to show one another grace.
最后他说, 要以怜悯的心啊, 彼此饶恕。
Tender-hearted, forgiving each other.
哎呀,我们才发现啊, 要别人饶恕啊, 哎呀, 有时候不容易, 饶恕别人更难。
We find that receiving forgiveness from others is not easy, but forgiving others, that is often very difficult.
是不是这样的?
Isn't this true?
如果是这样,
if it's this case, then we will cause the Spirit to be grieved.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
在以弗所书4章17节以后,
from Ephesians chapter 14 and onwards,
保罗讲了四件重要的事情,
I'm sorry, 17 and onwards, there are four important points.
他讲到属灵生活的四个重要的原则。
Speaks of four important principles in regards to our Christian living. And it uses the word walk to depict this.
今天主的路已经显明了。The
way or path of our Lord is clear.
看我们在上面怎么走。
Are we willing to walk?
这个行走不仅关乎你个人在主面前蒙福。
And this walk doesn't directly do with your own spiritual blessing, but it has to do with the edification and building up of the church. And it speaks to the testimony of the church. Let's close in a word of prayer.
主, 我们满心地感谢你,
Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
你在千万的外邦人中拣选了我们。
Among thousands and ten thousands of Gentiles, you have chosen us.
你让我们有了你的生命。
You've allowed us to have your life.
成为神的儿女。
To be children of God.
成为圣徒。
To be saints.
我们理当体贴你的心意。
Lord, we want to understand what is on your heart.
我们应当过分别为圣的生活。
We ought to live a life that is holy and blameless.
主啊，救我们脱离所有外邦人的思想。
Allow us to put away the mind of the Gentile.
让我们学基督。
Allow us to learn Christ.
让我们的心思更新变化。
Allow our minds to be transformed and renewed.
好叫我们能够活出新生活的样式。
That we can live out this new life.
让你的教会得建立。
That your church may be encouraged.
叫你的见证，教会的见证变得刚强。
That your church and the testimony may be built up and strong.
主啊，我们今天生活在这个末后的时代。
Lord, as we live in these last days,
这时代是一个邪恶淫乱的时代。
Indeed, this is a corrupt and evil time.
地上充满了败坏的事物。
The earth is full of corruption.
愿我们能有分别的见证。
Allow us to have this testimony of separation.
能够将荣耀归给你。
Lord, that you might receive the glory.
主啊，这一次你把我们聚在这里。
Lord, you've gathered us here this weekend.
我们不是光为了讲几篇道。
We don't want to just hear a few sermons.
也不是为了光听几篇道。
And it's not just for these few sermons that we're here.
但愿经过这个聚会。
But that through this meeting,
每一个弟兄姊妹都有改变。
Every brother and sister will be transformed.
我们知道日子不多。
Lord, we know that the time is short.
求你向我们施怜悯。
Show us mercy.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.